Call the meeting to order. First order of business is the approval of the agenda. We have any changes, Ms. Cornwell, to the agenda?
No changes to the agenda.
Okay.
Then, Mr. Chairman, I move that we approve the agenda as circulated.
Second.
It's moved and seconded to approve the agenda as circulated. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Our next item is the approval of the minutes of the March 10, 2016 meeting. Any changes that we're aware of?
Staff would like to note there were a few minor changes that were noticed, so they should be as amended.
Okay. And Mr. Chairman, I move that we approve the minutes of March 10, 2016 as amended, as Ms. Cornwell said.
Second.
Moved and seconded to approve the minutes of the March 10, 2016 meeting as amended. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries 4-0. Chairman abstained because he did not attend that meeting. Our next item, we have one item of special business this evening, the hazard mitigation plan presentation.
Mr. Chairman and Commissioners, thank you for allowing me to speak with you tonight. My name is Anthony Mangieri. Tonight I represent the Olson Group. And the Olson Group has been retained to revise the county's hazard mitigation and risk reduction strategy from 2010. This is that document. If you've not seen it, and I'm sure you have, it is actually available online on the county emergency services website. As a matter of fact, we've now also added information about the process that we're doing to revise this document. The revision is important because every 5 years you are required by FEMA to do a revision. Federal Emergency Management Agency says it is part of the process under the Hazard Mitigation Assistance Programs. And the other value is the National Flood Insurance Program. As you're doing the revision to this document, you also could look at risk and vulnerability of the communities and revise your flood insurance information for residents and participate. Those communities that participate in the Community Rating System, or CRS, can actually use the data and the information to modify their participation and change their number, thus reducing potentially insurance cost for flood hazard areas. Currently, the process that we've been using for this, at this point, we've had two meetings of a working group, and we've had a steering committee. Those meetings are open, and to date, we have reviewed this document. Really, the process that we're in now, and a majority of the process, is to revise the hazard profile, for lack of another description, of the county. So we are looking at the various threats that the county has had over the years. We're modifying them or revising them since this document was published last. And we're working with the working group and with the steering committees, which, by the way, are representatives of all the municipalities, to update the threat profile or hazard, what is called a HIRA, Hazard Identification and Risk Assessment. And to date, we have made a recommendation for the hazard ranking, and we are revising that recommendation and gathering more data. So as we get more data on things like dam failure or dam risks, if there's been any, what was the impact of Hurricane Sandy, what is coastal erosion's impact, those kinds of measures, and those that kind of information, as we could collect the studies and information, we then can revise and look at where best to focus resources as funds become available for risk reduction and for modification. And I say that because that really is why I'm here tonight. It is very important to understand that what is in this document as a hazard assessment very much becomes information for you as planning and zoning boards to look at and modify policy or adjust your policy and strategy, especially in the area of land use management, to offset and mitigate potential risk and vulnerabilities. We certainly don't want individuals to move, build, construct, modify an area that is in harm's way if we know that that hazard might exist. So the information becomes very valuable in what you do. And in exchange, the information that you have on policies and land use management and zoning and master planning needs to be reflected in this document so that we are making sure that our community is built to be resilient and to be sustainable going forward. The process is that we obviously organize the strategy for this plan. A good bit of the work that we'll do is looking at reevaluating hazards and risks that have affected the county over the last 5 years as compared to the information that is in here. We then will obviously involve the public, and I point that out because on the website that I mentioned, the Sussex County Emergency Services website, you will see this document. There's also now a block or a button for individuals so that residents and community members and businesses can actually provide comment. And those comments will be collected and will be parsed through the group to look for trends, patterns, issues of concern that we could address. So there is public involvement. The other part of the public involvement is open meetings. And being here tonight is so that the public is informed. And I appreciate your time allowing us to present. The other part will be to coordinate. As we coordinate with you, we're also coordinating with the University of Delaware, coordinating with state authorities to provide us the best and most available data, what we refer to as best available data for the moment. And while I admit data may change over time, we can only make decisions based on the best available data, and that's what we plan to find as best we can. So we are working with, for example, Environmental Resource, the state floodplain manager. We are working with municipalities and their floodplain coordinators. So we are working, transportation has been at our meetings. I'm trying to think of who else. University of Delaware. So, and the state flood, matter of fact, the state floodplain manager was at our meeting today. So we are working with those authorities to get the best available data. We will assess the problems, make recommendations to this working group and to the steering committee so that we can prioritize our focus predominantly towards natural hazards and then look for potential for projects and resources as we go forward. The goal ultimately is very similar to yours, and that is to keep residents and development out of harm's way as best we can. I appreciate your time, and if you had any questions, feel free.
I don't see any, but we thank you so much for coming and bringing us up to date on what you're doing. Your work is clearly is important, and we look forward to seeing your finished report.
Thank you very much for your time, and thank you for allowing me to present.
Okay, thank you.